With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it is important to know the U.S. would stand with Ukraine, not Russia.
I respect American people, and I think that we have to be very open and very honest, and I'm not sure that we did something bad. I think maybe sometimes some things we have to discuss out of media, with all respect to democracy and to a free media. But there are things that where we have to understand the position of Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Also at SRNnews.com, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick says GOP lawmakers should use the majority to help the president expand the U.S. military.
I think we have a very dangerous world, probably the most dangerous it's been since the end of World War II. We've got not only the challenge of an adversary, a hostile adversary in China, but we also have what's going on with Iran and North Korea and, of course, Russia, who's also an aggressor.
And he adds the Senate is working on the president's agenda from the cabinet to his plans for the budget.
We've been working hard to get the president's nominees in place and are now turning to this. And I think you'll see a lot of movement over the next few weeks, hopefully in the direction of a good, strong resolution.
Senator McCormick interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. World Health Organization says a four-year-old child has become the second person to die of Ebola in Uganda. It marked a setback for health officials. Authorities in Maryland say two construction workers have been killed when a trench collapsed as they were working on renovations at a home. They were trapped when a retaining wall suddenly failed. This is SRN News. Americans sound off on their favorite issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion headed back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues in the case. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on just who may file suit. This is SRN News. School bus driver quite a hero as he evacuated 15 students after the bus caught fire.
It all happened while they were headed to school in a Cleveland suburb, getting the children out moments before the bus became engulfed in flames in a residential area. No injuries were reported in Thursday morning's fire in Cleveland Heights. It was quickly brought under control by firefighters. The blaze apparently started behind a rear wheel, according to the Cleveland Heights University Heights School District. But the cause remains under investigation. Keith Peters reporting.
In Bolivia, at least 37 people have been killed when two buses collided. Authorities say many others have been hurt. FedEx cargo plane making an emergency landing at a New Jersey airport earlier this morning after a bird strike caused an engine fire. Plane landed safely. There were no injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.